Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey everybody, welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour. Of course, the Panthers currently on the road in Buffalo, getting set to take on the Sabres tonight. We'll tell you how you can find that game across the Panthers Radio Network presented by Baptist Health in just a moment. Panthers a couple of games under their belts, a win and a loss. We'll tell you all about that and more coming up in just a few moments. Lots of sound bites coming your way. In addition to the games, talking about the banner-raising ceremony back on Tuesday, the Panthers got their Stanley Cup rings in a ceremony back on Monday night. Carter Verhaeghe, a long-term contract extension announced after Tuesday night's game. So again, lots to get to coming up over the next few moments. And coming up next segment, Jamison Olive is going to stop by from FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast, and the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. You know Jamison, he'll be joining us coming up in just a few moments' time. And later on in the program, Chairman CEO of Amerant Bank, Jerry Plush, a conversation I had with him, that's coming up a little bit later on as well. The Panthers, as I mentioned, a home win, a road loss under their belts. We'll recap both of those. And the Panthers getting set to take on the Sabres tonight in Buffalo. Game two of a four-game road trip for the Panthers. The puck drops at 7 o'clock this evening. Panthers preview across the Panthers Radio Network presented by Baptist Health starts at 6:30. You can find us tonight on 560 WQAM, our flagship home in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. If you're tuned in to the Palm Beaches, 1230 The Gambler, your place to find us there. Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country down in the Florida Keys, Sirius XM app and streaming channel 931. The Panthers app makes it so easy to listen as well. Hit that radio button top right corner. Find us on the NHL app. Lots of places to find Panthers hockey. We'll have you covered tonight. Again, the puck drops at 7. Pre-game coverage at 6:30. Panthers in Buffalo for game two of their first road trip of the season. A four-game road trip that'll continue after tonight's game Monday afternoon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, against the Boston Bruins. And then the Panthers wrap up the road trip Tuesday night, 7 o'clock against the Columbus Blue Jackets. After that, the Panthers head back home. They will be home against the Vancouver Canucks coming up on Thursday at 7 o'clock. A week from tonight at 6, it's the Vegas Golden Knights in town. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK. That's where to go to get all your Panthers tickets. We look forward to seeing you out early and often throughout this 24-25 season for the Panthers. So again, we hope to see you out when the Panthers get back home later in the week. But recapping the week that was, folks, it was a week that had a lot going on around the Panthers, and it all started the night before the opener. Panthers, of course, kicked off their season that big banner-raising night back on Tuesday, but it was Monday night. The Panthers received their championship rings, and prior to the season opener on Tuesday, I had a chance to catch up with Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, and I asked him what it was like to see those Stanley Cup rings for the first time.
It's hard to explain. It's as close as you could get to Christmas when you were 5 years old, right? It's the present sitting under the tree. It was sitting right in the table. We all had to wait till everybody. It was fantastic. And then, I don't know if it, I guess, surreal, but to see something like that and have it be so meaningful to you, so personal with your name on it, it was great. Everybody had the exact same face, right? They were just, credit to the Viola family who designed it. They did a brilliant job with our crest, and they continue that with the ring. It's just so personal and so fantastic.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there talking about those beautiful Stanley Cup rings, and they were breathtaking. You can find pictures online at FLA Panthers on the Panthers Twitter. You can find them there. You can find them on Instagram, and check those out. They are just perfect. So the Panthers got those Stanley Cup rings on Monday night. Tuesday night, they opened the season against one of their arch rivals, the Boston Bruins. And it was a home win for the Panthers, 6-4, the final score. Here are all the goals, the highlights from that season opening win over Boston as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network presented by Baptist Health.
Into the left circle, down behind the net, trying to center, but Carlo got in against him, knocked it away, and put a shoulder into Kulikov. Right point, long shot. Evan Rodriguez stopped. Into the rebound, they score! And it's Sam Bennett getting a stick on it, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead! 13:33 to go in the first. Bennett picks up the rebound. Panthers trying to set up shop, now trying to complete a line change in the offensive end. Right side, a shot into traffic, and they score! It was put on net by Ryan Harnett to the Wolves Arena. There to jam it home, and the Panthers take a 2-0 lead with 12:29 to go here in the opening frame. Down here on the near side, 57 seconds to go in the power play for Boston. Turned over, Barkov to Reinhart, left wing side cuts in. Nifty move upstairs, he scores! Sam Reinhart, a shorthanded goal as he was doing a somersault, being knocked over, gets it upstairs, and the Panthers lead by a pair once again.
Goodness gracious, what a move by Reinhart down the wing.
Bennett leads the charge, left side, here's Greer to the circle, a shot, didn't get it through, Bennett a shot, and he scores! He picked up the bouncing puck, and he jams it home! That's two here in the first period for Sam Bennett, and the Panthers stretch their lead to 4-1 with 25.8 on the clock here in the opening frame. Carlo, and he'll walk it along near boards, a hard shoulder from Gajewicz, got the puck away, Panthers quick transition, in goes Jesper Boqvist, in front, a chance, they score! Jonah Gajewicz was set up perfectly by Boqvist, and the Panthers take a 5-1 lead! What a setup, what a finish! Jonah Gajewicz jams it home! Rodriguez works in shot, he scores! Evan Rodriguez out of the high slot, and that beats Corpusello. It's 6-2 Panthers, and then there was a collision with Corpusello down near the net, and this is going to start something in a hurry. The Bruins working around Zadorov, a shot into traffic, loose out in front, picked up, and it's Greer with the final seconds ticking away, lets it go toward the empty net just wide, and the final horn sounds, and the Panthers win the season opener 6-4 over the Boston Bruins. On the night the Stanley Cup banner went to the rafters, the Panthers pick up a 6-4 win over their rivals, the Boston Bruins, and the Panthers pick up win number one in game number one here this evening.
So the Panthers top the Bruins 6-4 to open up the season. Before we get into talking about how the game went and what took place, a big announcement that came after the game, Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on the banner raising.
It all ties together, Doug. We did the ring ceremony idea, I thought was brilliant, right? We could share it with our fans. But even that, we get to take the rings home. But the banner raising is the permanence between the fans and the players. We all get to see it. It's all ours. And so it was just a really nice night. What I really loved about it, too, And it is in the context of what everybody in Florida is going through right now, right? We're mindful of all the challenges that they're dealing with. It wasn't overblown. You know, there wasn't a 20-man introduction of players. It was very classy, very simple, clean. I thought it fit our building and fit our organization perfectly.
And the way that you guys started that game looked exactly like you guys probably wanted to start that game and came out with a nice win. What'd you think overall of that one?
Really pleased with it. You think you know what you're going to look like every night. You work hard to find out, but you never know. And then our pace was right in our quick, so we didn't have any nervousness. What it was is the building was awesome, and we were able to use it in a really good way. So, you've seen home openers. You saw one in Edmonton last night that just get away from the team. They're all jacked up. They're wired. They've got the anticipation of the whole year. I'm hopeful that part of that is a little bit of our maturity coming into the game. It's still just one of 82, but it's the first one, so let's be good. I liked our game. Even when it wobbled a bit in the second period, but special teams became a focus. We weren't great on the power play. You worry about that affecting your 5-on-5 game, so you start watching that real close. But we really never got away from our game the whole night. The context changed, but we didn't.
A beautiful new Stanley Cup banner hanging in the rafters at Amerant Bank Arena. It was a gorgeous sight. And the day after the victory, caught up with one of the newest Panthers, a former Bruin, as a matter of fact, A.J. Greer, and asked him how it felt to get that win and what he took away from that season-opening victory over Boston.
Felt amazing. Energy was great. Building was buzzing. And we came out hot and we stuck to the game plan. It was great to get the W and come out of training camp. You're a little sluggish because you went really hard, but now we got all our energy back and we got the first one, so we got 81 more to go.
And you've seen Panthers Bruins from both ends now a little bit. Did it feel just as intense last night as maybe it had from the other side?
Definitely. I definitely had a chip on my shoulder. But again, I think both teams have a similar style in some sense, but it all comes down to who can execute the best. And I thought we did that. So really proud of our guys, and we stuck up for each other. We played the physical game, but also we played well defensively, and we hounded their D on the forecheck, which is something that we value here. So it was such a great win, and you wait for the first game so long in the summer, for me at least, come from another team. So I was excited for it, and we didn't disappoint, but I'm really happy for the fans as well.
But it was more than just a win on the ice Tuesday night. After the game, Panthers general manager, president of hockey operations, Bill Zito, post-game announced that Carter Verhaeghe signed an 8-year contract extension. Here was Bill Zito as he announced it.
We agreed to terms with Carter on an 8-year deal, and we couldn't be happier. And I want to thank you on behalf of the organization, on behalf of myself, for not just what you do on the ice, but for the teammate you are, the person you are. And we had a couple talks through this process, and this guy's a Florida Panther. And I think he defines what we just went through. All the superlatives that we used about our team, Carter lives them every day.
So Bill Zito, Panthers president of hockey operations and general manager, announcing the contract extension of Carter Verhaeghe. Here was Verhaeghe immediately after Tuesday night's game on signing the long-term contract extension to stay a Panther for a long time to come.
Yeah, I think it's everything. I mean, growing up, you're just trying to make the NHL and trying to find a place, and I think to be a Florida Panther for this long already is a huge honor for me, and to even extend it longer, I mean, I'm just so grateful for the organization to believe in me and Bill to believe in me and give me the opportunity a couple years ago, and kind of haven't looked back, and I'm just so appreciative of everyone and how everyone treated me, and I'm so proud to be a Panther for life. Coming here, I just took it day by day. Obviously, you want to win the Stanley Cup, and that's the goal. It was kind of my goal to come here and build it, but you never know if it's going to come true or what happens. And I mean, it's crazy that it came true, and to do it with this group of guys and this organization, I couldn't be prouder. I mean, I'm so proud to be able to wear the Panther logo for a long time, and it wouldn't be right wearing any other sweater. So,
Carter Verhaeghe joins a group of Panthers signed for a number of years moving forward. Sam Reinhart, Anton Lundell, Alexander Barkov, Matthew Tkachuk, Gus Forsling. Very important members of this team locked up long term. This team's going to be good for a long time to come. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on what it means having players like Verhaeghe signed to long-term contracts.
I would say typical of the experience of being in that room. You've got some elite players that have had great success in their careers and they want to stay. And it's what you love is I don't think their primary decision is about the money. I don't think that's the driver for them. Everybody gets paid way too much in hockey, coaches included. It's just let me qualify that. But we've got some elite guys that could probably take home an awful lot more on the open market, but it's the culture of the room. And it's not the coaches, nobody else. It's those guys in the room. They all kind of do it for each other because they don't want to leave. They don't want to leave what they have. And they know that they can be great players here because they have been and they're all respected in the room. But every time that happens, Sam Reinhart and Gustav Forsling signing last year, it just builds that bond between them all.
Wednesday, the Panthers hit the road in advance of Thursday night's first road game of the season. The Panthers would take on the Ottawa Senators. But the night before Thursday's game, Panthers, number of the players caught up with their former teammate, 2024 Stanley Cup champion Nick Cousins, now a member of the Ottawa Senators. After the morning skate Thursday, we had a chance to catch up with Nick Cousins during the Ottawa media availability, and we asked him what it was like to get his Stanley Cup championship ring and see some of his old teammates who he has such fond memories with.
Pretty cool experience to be able to obviously catch up with the guys and share some memories of that special run that we had. And at the same time, it's almost like the closing chapter on last year and that memorable run and getting the ring and then getting my wife's pendant that she got, and just be able to share that with her is such a special memory. And just good to see the guys as well. Haven't seen a lot of them in a while, and now game day's here, so I've obviously had this one circled on the calendar for a while, and it's funny that's game one, so I'm excited to get going here. The energy in the building should be really good for us as the home team, and should be a fun game. I told them last night that there's no deals out there, so they know my game better than anyone, so they know I'll be excited to play tonight, and obviously it's game one, and we're at home, and we've obviously have lots of new faces in the dressing room that we brought in this summer, and our team is in a good spot, and it should be a lot of fun to be able to play tonight.
Now, the Panthers did fall by a 3-1 score in Thursday's game. Ottawa took a 2-0 lead after one period of play. The Panthers scored once in the second, got a lot going in the second and third periods, but just couldn't get that game tied up. Ottawa scored an empty netter late, ultimately won by a 3-1 score over the Panthers back on Thursday. Now, Panthers captain Alexander Barkov, after a collision into the end boards with Ottawa's Tim Stützle, Barkov left the game with about a minute 10 seconds to play. No update on his status at this point. So the Panthers fell by a 3-1 score in Ottawa. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice on Thursday night's loss.
You know what? They played hard. They were quick. We had a... I'll just leave it at that. They played real hard tonight, and they deserve the win. I did like the way we built in the game. I thought we sawed it off after the first, and certainly spent enough time there. We had 31 shots blocked, which is it's unusual. Your forwards get that many shots blocked. It's usually up top. So at the end, the critique be our feet and our hands were fighting each other. There were some turnovers that we don't usually make, but I don't want to diminish Ottawa's. They came out with lots of jump, and we were slow.
And also with thoughts on Thursday night's game, here's Panthers center Anton Lundell.
I feel like they came pretty good to the game. We're almost there, but not quite there. They played good. We kept playing better as long as this game went longer. But Unfortunately, today we didn't get the second goal.
So the Panthers will look to get back on the winning side.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Things tonight when they pay a visit to the Buffalo Sabres. Again, a 7 o'clock faceoff, 6:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. Game 2 of a 4-game road trip. And I mentioned the Panthers are back home Thursday at 7 against the Vancouver Canucks. Get your tickets, FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK. Is the number to call. Lots more coming up in this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Later on, we will hear from the chairman, CEO of Amerant Bank, Jerry Plush. But coming up next segment, Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast is going to join us. That is straight ahead. I'm Doug Plagans, just getting started here on Panthers Insider, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Hey everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you. Panthers diving right into the schedule, fast and furious. One home game, one road game under their belts. Panthers heading into the second game of this first road trip of the season, a 4-game trip. They'll be in Buffalo tonight. It's going to be a 7 o'clock face-off, 6:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. Panthers Radio Network, of course, presented by our friends at Baptist Health. And we invite you to tune in for tonight's contest, Panthers and the Sabres, another Atlantic Division matchup. Of course, the Panthers coming off a win over Boston to open the season, a loss, a tight one against Ottawa back on Thursday night. Tonight it's Buffalo. Monday afternoon, another one against the Boston Bruins. That's going to be a 1 o'clock game. And then the Panthers will be in Columbus, 7 o'clock on Tuesday night to round out the trip. Panthers back home Thursday evening against the Vancouver Canucks at 7. Saturday at 6, the Vegas Golden Knights come to town. So again, the Panthers getting right into the schedule. Fast and furious here. And joining me now to talk all things Panthers and more, Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast, kind enough to stop by. You can also hear Jameson in the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. And Jameson, just recapping the week that was, because that was a lot of what I did last segment. You had, of course, the banner-raising night, a big win against Boston, a tight one against Ottawa. Before even a game was played, you had the ring ceremony. It was an eventful opening week to the season, plus the Carter Verhaeghe contract extension. A lot happened in the last 7 days.
It really has, and it's been so many amazing things. And like you said, just celebrations of achievements past. Obviously, the Stanley Cup. Something we're going to celebrate forever, but to celebrate it so many consecutive days with so many big moments. The rings were incredible. That kind of knocked the guys on their feet, on their backsides there a little bit with how special and incredible those were. The banner, just knowing that's up there forever now is pretty sweet. I know you and I will be up at the press box or in the booth some games in the future and probably just peek up there and be like, oh yeah, that was great memory, good times. But like they always say, and like the guys were saying before they took the ice for Game 7, you know, you win this and you walk together. You're brothers forever. You know, everything about winning the Stanley Cup is forever. And all these things are just hammering that home. And, you know, even, you know, flashing forward to when you and I got to Ottawa and we got to catch up with Nick Cousins and he got his ring. We're going to do that a couple times with some former Panthers. But just to reconnect with him, it just brings you back. It just brings you back to the room and memories and things that, you know, he did or said to you in the locker room throughout the crazy run to the final there and to the cup. So just really cool. And then I think maybe, you know, the biggest thing for the future is that Carter Verhaeghe extension, 8 years, and that starts next year. So 9 years currently on this deal for Carter Verhaeghe. You know, Mr. Clutch, a guy that is already the Panthers' all-time leader in playoff goals. Probably just going to keep padding that stat as time goes on and the season rolls along. But the Panthers have just done such a good job here, Doug, of locking up their core. You know, long-term deals to Barkov, Tkachuk, Reinhart, Forsling, Verhaeghe, Lundell, you know, the list goes on. Even those kind of smaller, longish-term deals, you know, Rodriguez, Lusterainen, have several years left. There's just a lot of great deals the Panthers have handed out that have been really impressive, because so many times teams win the Stanley Cup and then they overpay everyone. It's like, thanks for helping us win the Cup. Here's a massive contract that we're going to regret down the line. And that's kind of why teams that are successful are rarely successful for a very long period of time, is because they lose themselves in the cap. And the Panthers just aren't doing that. And I think it's because, you know, a bit because of the incredible work Bill Zito does, but so many of these guys want to keep winning. So many of these guys don't mind taking a small haircut to fit everyone here to keep this window wide open. And that's the thing, this window the Panthers have now, you could say it's open for the next 6 years at least, which is the extensions, current contract lengths for Barkov and Tkachuk. So it's just kind of getting started down here in South Florida, but, you know, great times already.
Just getting started with Jameson Olive, too, from FloridaPanthers.com. Again, lots to cover, and you touched on a lot of it there as the Panthers get set to take on the Sabres tonight at 7 p.m. But, Jameson, looking back at the week that it was, your thoughts first on the win over Boston in the opener, because I thought that one showed us a lot. It was an emotional game. It was a rivalry game. You have two of the best teams in the league going head-to-head. The Panthers had to love the way they came out firing in that game, had the big first period, ended up being too much for Boston to overcome. Panthers won the game 6-4, and I don't think the game was even that close. And I think it was contributions from all over the place. Fourth line looked great. Newcomers to the lineup looked to fit in seamlessly. What'd you take overall from the season opener? Because I thought that game showed us a lot that they can build on.
Yeah, the intensity, the depth, 11 different guys had a points. Every single line had a guy with at least one goal. You know, Sam Reinhart told us the next day that the new guys fit in seamlessly. Everyone's already kind of figured out and bought into Panthers hockey. It doesn't take a long time, especially with, you know, like we talked about, the core the Panthers have. If you're a new guy coming in, you figure things out pretty quick. And that starts with the core. It starts with Paul Maurice. Everyone kind of is on the same page. The Panthers have a blueprint now, and they're going to keep working around that blueprint as time goes on. And, you know, really great start. I mean, four goals in the first period on the night you raised your banner in front of 19,000 plus fans. That's going to keep people coming back to the building. That was a great time. But it means a little bit more, too, because it's the Boston Bruins, the Panthers' biggest rival right now, a team they've bounced in the playoffs the last 2 years, a team where anytime they get together, even if it's game one out of 82, it feels like a playoff game. Both teams treat it like a playoff game, and both teams just really want to prove something beyond the final score as well. And, you know, the Panthers, I think they held the high ground there. The Bruins came in. They tried to push them around. The Panthers didn't get, you know, razzled at all. They stood. They pushed back. A.J. Greer had a great fight in his first game as the Panthers, and they also ended up just, you know, lighting them up on the score sheet. So a perfect start to the season for the Panthers, and something I think we're going to see anytime the Panthers play the Bruins throughout this year. We got one coming up here in a couple days.
Yeah, the Panthers and the Bruins play again coming up on Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock. So Panthers-Bruins matinee coming up in game 3 of this road trip. That's going to be Monday before the trip wraps up Tuesday night in Columbus. Of course, a reminder again, the Panthers are in Buffalo tonight at 7 o'clock. So it was off to Ottawa then for Thursday night's game, Jameson. And whether it was Ottawa with their energy in the opener, Linus Ullmark signing a contract extension of his own, the new franchise goaltender for the Senators prior to that one the day before. You always have the Matthew Tkachuk, Brady Tkachuk angle to the matchup. There was a lot with that game, plus Ottawa at full health, and that's not something we've seen. Paul Maurice mentioned that during his pregame comments after the morning skate, that this is an Ottawa team that's to be taken seriously and respected, and they're at full health. We haven't seen that from the Ottawa Senators much lately, but I think as far as that game went, it was a tight one. Had to like a lot of what the Panthers were able to build as the game went on, but I think you also saw a more confident bunch with the Ottawa Senators, whether it was the fact that they're healthy, they're a year older, or they knew that they had stable goaltending back there. And I thought in the postgame, I'd mentioned this was one of the first times in recent years that you could point to a game against Ottawa and say Ottawa's goaltending made the difference in a positive way for the Ottawa Senators, probably since Craig Anderson was the goaltender there. Things look pretty stable with Linus Ullmark and the Ottawa Senators, and they were able to hang on for a win, even though I thought the Panthers, on a lot of nights, play that way. They deserve better.
They deserve better. You know, the Senators came out, as we expected, their season opener with a lot of hope and a lot of belief this season, like you said, with a healthy roster, knock on wood for them. This is the season they hope they take that step. They've made the playoffs since, you know, 2016-17. It's been a long time. Like you said, they haven't had a goaltender really since Craig Anderson. They got one now in Linus Ullmark, won the Vezina back in, you know, 2 years ago in 2023. So they're feeling good right now, and you saw that in the first period. You know, a couple snipes by some big players for them. And then after that, though, I mean, second and third period, the Panthers just played Panthers hockey. You know, I think they gave up two scoring chances in the second period. I think it was six in the third period. And that's not because Ottawa was sitting back and defending a lead or anything like that. Ottawa was trying, and the Panthers weren't giving them much. They were doing a great job killing plays, as they always do in the neutral zone. Great sticks in the D zone. Bob made some big saves when he had to in those periods. But then, you know, it just... Ullmark made some big saves, but at the same time, the Panthers didn't get enough shots on him. They had 30 shots blocked in that game. That's a rarity. You rarely see that many shots blocked. So a little bit of that was Ottawa doing a good job keeping the Panthers to the perimeter. The Panthers were trying to get a lot of shots through bodies, going for a lot of tips. So they did a good job in front of Ullmark as well. And like we always say, it takes more than just a goaltender. The defense has to do something in front of them. So it seems like the Senators maybe have something this year. And you and I have said before, on paper, when healthy, maybe a top four roster, maybe a top four team in the Atlantic Division, a team that finished seventh last year, maybe sneaks into a wild card this year, maybe gets a top three spot. We don't know. But you go back to last year, I mean, Josh Norris missed 30-plus games. Shane Pinto missed 30-plus games. That's their second and third line center.
Thomas Chabot missed almost half the year.
Yeah, top pair defensemen. So we'll see what happens, but a fully healthy Senators team is a team to be reckoned with. They're not the Senators of old, especially like we say with Ullmark now. So I think you look at that game as just two really good teams going at it. One team came out hot, and then like we said, the Panthers just couldn't find that goal. And that happens sometimes, Doug. You do all you can, but sometimes the goals just aren't there. It's hockey. So I think on a second watch, the Panthers are going to like a lot more than they disliked about that game.
First road game of last season. Remember a game in Minnesota, and the Panthers threw everything at Philip Gustafson that night, and he played one of the games of his life, and the Panthers just fell short in a close game. It's happened before. The Panthers can overcome it. Sometimes you go to the rink and play well and just don't get a point or two out of it. Jameis Hinala from FloridaPanthers.com, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider. So now we shift gears, Panthers and the Sabres tonight, and it's going to be a little bit of pressure on the Buffalo Sabres, who've gotten off to a bit of a shaky start. You talk about the optimism in Ottawa. They're a team that's hoping to get over the hump and get into the playoff picture and be playing meaningful games late in the year. Buffalo, same kind of thing. The Senators, the Sabres, you throw Detroit in that mix. These teams have kind of been tied together for the last number of years as their rebuilds have been going on. Now they all want to take the next step. There's probably not going to be room for all of them to take the next step at the same time. Buffalo went overseas, got nothing out of it. They lost to L.A. the other night. So the Sabres looking to get back on the winning side of things. There's going to be some pressure on Buffalo when the Panthers go in there tonight.
It's crazy to say, but four games into the season for the Sabres, you might call this game a must-win for the Sabres.
It can get late early.
It really can, just to ease the tensions of everyone. I mean, if you lose that game and you go down 0-4 in a really tough, really tight Atlantic Division, the media is going to be on you. The fans are going to be on you. The fans that have been waiting for this team to turn the corner for so long are going to suddenly roll their eyes and say, here we go again. The players are going to start feeling it. You can't block all that out. So it's a massive game in their own barn for the Sabres. They're going to be playing like, honestly, like I said, playing for their lives in this one. The Panthers have to match that intensity. It's going to be tough, but, you know, Panthers have had the Sabres numbers for a long time. The Sabres obviously haven't always had the best rosters during that time. But another thing, just big picture for the Sabres, they're now facing a team that just won the Stanley Cup, a first-time winner. Sabres still have never won one. That list of teams to never win a cup gets smaller and smaller every year. You know, Panthers won, Vegas just won already. It starts to weigh on you as a franchise and as an organization. So this is going to be a Sabres team treating this game with a lot of respect, coming out with a lot of intensity. Will they hold it for the whole game? I don't know. That's why the first period is going to be so important, just like it was in Ottawa, where we knew the Senators were going to come out the way they did.
So the Panthers and the Buffalo Sabres tonight going to be a 7 o'clock game. One thing you're looking for from the Panthers, Jameson, we'll leave you on this one. What's the biggest thing you're looking for tonight off the drop of the puck for a Panthers team that also wants to get back on the winning side of things after a loss on Thursday night?
like I said, matching that start is going to be important, but also we still don't know the status of Alexander Barkov. We'll find out probably after morning skate, you know, what's going on there. But if he has to miss a game or two, you know, hopefully that's it. But if he does, I think we're going to see a lot of what we saw last year. Anton Lundell goes up to that top line where he, you know, did a great job filling in last year. Maybe Atula Sturainen takes over on the third line in the middle. You know, some other guys get come in. Maybe you have to call up a forward. Maybe you roll seven defensemen. We'll see. So I'm just curious to see more than anything if Barkov doesn't play, kind of how things shake out for the Panthers. And if Lundell once again does move up to that top line, what he can do there with two just elite offensive weapons on his left and right, and Carter Verhaeghe and Sam Reinhart. Because Lundell's one of those guys where he took a massive step in the playoffs last year, 17 points during that cup run in those playoffs. But even in the preseason and even this season so far, he just looked like a player that got a year older in a really good way. Yeah, let's not forget, he just turned 23. He's still a really young guy despite all his experience. But he's looks like a different man this year, and I'm really excited to see kind of what he does this year in terms of taking yet another step on, you know, some stairs that I don't know how they go, Doug. I don't know what his ceiling is, but he seems to get better every single year.
He does, and he's got a lot of experience. And, again, he's ready for whatever challenge might come his way, whatever responsibility might come his way. And, of course, fingers crossed, hoping for the best that Alexander Barkov can shake off the effects of that collision from Thursday night as quickly as possible and get back into the Panthers lineup as quickly as possible. Again, left that game on Thursday with about a minute 10 seconds left. No update immediately at this time. So we'll wait and see there. Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast, kind enough to stop by. Jameson, we'll talk to you in the second intermission tonight.
Sounds good. Thanks, Doug.
That's Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com. And again, we always thank him for his time. Joining us next segment, we will have a conversation with Chairman and CEO of Amerant Bank, Jerry Plush. Conversation I had with him, that's going to be coming up on the other side of the break. Panthers and the Sabres tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock is the drop of the puck across the Panthers Network, presented by Baptist Health. So we invite you to tune in for that one, game two of this road trip for the Panthers. Again, thanks to Jameson Olive for stopping by. Doug Plagans here with you. One more segment to go here on the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Hey, everybody, welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!
Plagans with you as always. Back to wrap it up this segment. We do still have a conversation coming up in just a few moments with Chairman CEO of Amerant Bank, Jerry Plush. Had a conversation with him. We'll hear that coming up shortly as we get you ready for the Panthers and the Buffalo Sabres tonight. 7 o'clock faceoff, 6:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. Game two of this four-game road trip for the Panthers. Again, if you plan on joining us on the Panthers radio network presented by Baptist Health, 560 WQAM, your place to tune in. Miami-Dade and Broward counties. You can find us on 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast, and 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, in addition to the Panthers app. Again, hit that radio button in the top right corner. Makes it so easy to listen. The NHL app, SiriusXM app and streaming channel 931. Lots of different places you can catch all the action. The Panthers will be in Boston coming up 1 o'clock on Monday afternoon, and then Tuesday night at 7. The Panthers wrap up this road trip with a matchup against the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Panthers will go back home starting Thursday at 7 o'clock. They'll meet the Vancouver Canucks, their only trip to Sunrise this season. That's Thursday at 7, the Panthers entertaining Vancouver. A week from tonight at 6, the Panthers will have the Vegas Golden Knights on home ice. And then a week from Tuesday, the Panthers will play host to the Minnesota Wild. Now, a note with that one, a 6:30 puck drop, that Panthers-Wild game coming up on the 22nd of this month. So a three-game homestand upcoming after this road trip, all against Western Conference teams. So three teams coming in, Vancouver, Vegas, Minnesota, all making their lone trips to Sunrise for this regular season. You don't want to miss any of the action. 954-835-PUCK, the number to call to get your tickets. You can go to floridapanthers.com, seatgeek.com as well to get your tickets. And you want to make sure you have the best Panthers gear when you come out to Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers fans, go to Pantherland for your exclusive Florida Panthers licensed merchandise, including one-of-a-kind gear, hockey-inspired fashion apparel, jerseys, and more. Shop now in-store or online at flateamshop.com. We'll get you caught up on the other action across the National Hockey League in just a few moments. But first, as I mentioned a few moments ago, let's revisit a conversation I had with Chairman CEO of Amerant Bank, Jerry Plush. Well, big thanks to Amerant Bank Chairman and CEO Jerry Plush for taking some time out for us here. And I know we love talking Florida Panthers. And Jerry, first things first, thanks for being here. It seems like Amerant Bank's involvement over the last few years really was perfect timing here with the rise of the Panthers and ultimately a Stanley Cup championship last season. Got to ask you first, how did this partnership come to be?
Hey, Doug, first and foremost, thanks for having me on. You know, the story of the partnership, obviously, a lot of people think it was just incredible timing that we put our name on the arena, given the Stanley Cup run season we just went through. But actually, the relationship started back in 2021, really watching the tail end of the 21 playoffs and how valiantly the team played, you know, in the first round, and just watching the team. And, you know, I had just moved here and come in as the new CEO. The team had an incredible amount of talent, and so we reached out. First things first, got to meet Matt Caldwell and Sean Thornton and others. And before you know it, we had an official helmet sponsor deal in place. It was the home only. And once we tested our way through that and got even more excited with that particular season, we went to a full official Bank of the Florida Panthers deal, and then also the beginnings of the Amerant Vault. And it just was natural for us at the end, in addition to the helmet, actually, I should say, both home and away. And then it was just a natural thing when Matt Caldwell gave me a call one day and said, I'd really love to come see you. And within that day, we worked out pretty high level that we wanted to proceed with the naming rights. And the rest is history.
Jerry Plush, the chairman, CEO of Amerant Bank here with us. Jerry, aside from some of what you mentioned there, the obvious marketing benefits of the partnership, along with the naming rights of the arena, how has this partnership benefited the bank?
Yeah, in a multiple ways. We certainly have been able to go out and issue co-branded cards. So it's nice to be able to issue the Panther logo along with the Amerant logo on debit cards to our customers. We just recently rolled out a black metal card version of the card for our private client base. You know, we obviously bank the team, which is important, and we're looking forward to even furthering the relationship more with hopefully providing more banking services, not only to the management and staff, but also to hopefully the players. And so, look, we view this as a very long-term relationship. We're both sides continuously looking for ways to improve and enhance each other's brand, and that's what makes it really special. It's truly a true, authentic partnership.
Well, I know we love it. We love having you. And I got to ask you, taking it to the ice, Jerry, looking at the start of the season here, how do you feel about the returning Stanley Cup champs defending their crown this season?
Look, I will tell you, I'm just as excited. I think Billy Zito, as usual, we've come to have such high expectations of Bill. Just in some of the retooling he had to do, obviously we'll miss some key players, but I think he did a fabulous job in some of the additions over the season. I think we've got a great opportunity to run it back. I do think that the team, and I'm sure Coach Paul Maurice is telling them every day, every night, that they've got a target on their back because they're Stanley Cup champs. But, you know, I think our guys are up for it. I think the run we had the year before really seasoned the team, got them prepared for this past season. And, you know, we're a seasoned team. You know, there's no other way to put it. I think with the veterans, with the youth and leadership in that locker room, I think we've got a great chance to run it back.
Well, I know we're excited to get the season going here, and we're excited to see the Panthers and Amerant Bank and the partnership continue to evolve and continue here as we go into 24-25. Jerry Plush is the chairman and CEO of Amerant Bank. Jerry, thank you so much for taking some time out for us, and we look forward to seeing you out around the arena very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks again for taking the time.
Big thanks to Jerry Plush, the chairman and CEO of Amerant Bank, for taking some time out for us. And that takes us close to the end of this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. We'll get you caught up on all the action going on across the rest of the National Hockey League today in just a moment. But a reminder, the Panthers are on the road tonight against the Buffalo Sabres at 7:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview across the Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health. Again, 560 WQAM. You can listen to us in Miami-Dade and Broward counties there. You can find us on 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 in the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, the NHL app, the Panthers app. The Panthers app has that radio button top right corner. You hit that, you'll get our broadcast every game. Also, SiriusXM app and streaming channel 931. So many different ways to tune in, and you can find us tonight and every night across the Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health. And Panthers Plus Season Pass is available now. Stream all locally produced Panthers games on the go all season long for only $69.99 a season. That's less than a dollar per game. Don't miss any of the action. Catch your Cats by visiting PanthersPlus.tv today. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/howtowatch for full channel listings. Now the Panthers will be in Boston, 1 o'clock Monday afternoon, in Columbus, 7 o'clock Tuesday night to round out the road trip. Back home for a three-game homestand against Western Conference teams who only come to Sunrise once in the regular season. 7 o'clock on Thursday against Vancouver, 6 o'clock a week from tonight, Saturday against Vegas, and then a week from Tuesday at 6:30 against the Minnesota Wild. Elsewhere in the National Hockey League on this busy Saturday, the action gets going at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, LA at Boston. Toronto will host Pittsburgh at 7 Eastern, also at 7 Eastern. Ottawa at Montreal, and Nashville heads into Detroit. The Utah Hockey Club will pay a visit to the Rangers. Washington will host the New Jersey Devils. At 8 Eastern, the Islanders will visit Dallas, Seattle at Minnesota. At 9 Eastern, the Columbus Blue Jackets visit the Colorado Avalanche. At 10 Eastern, Philadelphia at Calgary, Chicago and Edmonton, and Anaheim visits San Jose at 10 o'clock Eastern. Postponed, Carolina at Tampa Bay as the recovery efforts from Hurricane Milton continue. And again, we know we have listeners up and down the state, and we're thinking of you, everybody. And again, everything going on, and we just wish everybody the best. And we're thinking of everybody as the recovery efforts from Hurricane Milton continue. That takes us to the end of this edition of the Panthers Insider Show.
Again, the Panthers and the Sabres tonight. Big thanks to Jamison Olive for stopping by last segment, Jerry Plush this segment. And again, folks, 6:30 tonight, Panthers preview, 7 o'clock. We are dropping the puck in Buffalo. Thanks again for tuning in once again here on the Panthers Insider Show. Again, we'll talk to you this evening. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.